Hi, I'm Max, and I'm an alcoholic. No? I'm Max, and I'm an alcoholic. This is terrible. I am terrified, okay? Wait, I have to talk directly into the microphone. I'm just terrified. They don't want to hear this.
This bit? Is that better?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello? Where's my sponsor? There's my sponsor. Hello, John. Alright, so, how should I start? So I left my wife and child just over on this other side of the wall right here, and I'm terrified. So, and she's never heard me tell my story, so if she hears me, the jig is up. All my lies will be told. Anyway, alright, how should I start? I loved alcohol. I loved everything it did for me. I loved getting wasted. I was a drunk. I'm a drunk. That's what I am. I loved drinking the first time I had it. What should I say about me? I'm 7 and some change years sober. I grew up in the D.C. area. D.C., woo! Virginia. I have 2 older sisters, whatever. I have 2 parents. They love me. I love them. I can't blame them for anything, unfortunately. Really, I resented them still. I mean, of course, but whatever. Anyway, where were we? Okay, this is the story. This is the share. This is the real share. All right. I loved alcohol. I loved everything it did for me. I probably would have gone down with the ship. I love, you know? If it kept working, I would have continued drinking until I died. And if you'd gone to me, I knew I had a drinking problem. The first day my parents saw me drink after I came back from college, they sat me down and they told me about the family history. They said, like, my father's mother died at an early age from alcoholism. I have cousins, too many people, like, have died from alcoholism. And they saw me drink and they were like, that's it. You know, this is the family history, you gotta watch it. And I was like, okay, great, yeah, sure, all right, whatever. I'm going to continue drinking as I wish because I loved it, and I loved other stuff too. But drinking was my baby. Cut to, I don't know, a few years ago, 7, 8 years ago. I'm in Brussels, married. We have no kid. I have no job. I had spent the last 5 years in Warsaw, Poland, drinking heavily. My wife got a job here, well, in Brussels, and I lived with her, and then it just couldn't continue. She didn't want me in her life anymore, but probably the real thing that happened was the alcohol stopped working. And I felt extra fucked when it stopped working, because, I mean, that was it. That was the one reliable thing in my life. And, it was only like window dressing that she said she didn't want me in her life anymore. But I knew that was the impetus. So I was like, what do? I have to go to AA. Fuck. And so I went. Jesus, this is super nerve-wracking. You guys are going to forget about this. I'm going to forget about this. I'm already in blackout. This is like blackout speech right now. So it's your problem too. It's not my problem. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, fucking AA, Christ, I don't want to go to that. Are you kidding me? But that was it. I knew that I had a drinking problem, and I knew that you got to go to AA. So I went to this priest in Waterloo, and she was like, my mother's a priest, she's an Episcopal priest, and she knew this woman, and I was like, I can't stop drinking, what do I do? And she was like, you have to go to AA, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll go to AA. So I went to Brussels, AA. I knocked on the door, and the first man who greeted me said, I don't need to drink anymore. I don't have to drink anymore. And that was really important, because everything else was, you shouldn't drink anymore, or you need to cut down, or I really ought not to do that. But he said, I don't have to drink anymore. Because at that point, I had to drink. It wasn't working. I couldn't stop drinking. I was trapped. It was horrible. I mean, you probably know about that. I find myself explaining alcoholism to other alcoholics. I'm like, look, do you understand what this is like? Anyway, so, but... after that initial greeting, I didn't take to it. It wasn't, I didn't, you know, the God stuff missed me with that, you know? God was something that I was raised with, and like at a certain time in my adolescence, I rejected it, and that's just not for me. It's cool for you guys, but it's not for me. And I was afraid that I was going to get kicked out of AA for saying these things. And I ended up saying this to the guy who eventually became my sponsor. And I was like, look, this is great, but it's just really not going to work for me. I don't know how you guys are doing this. It's fine for you. And he was just like, whatever. I don't care. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. You think you're the first person who thought this coming into AA. And that was great because... No, that was really great because it let me off the hook. I thought my opinion... Can I talk standing? This is so weird. Really? Like a stand-up comic? Look at this guy. No. Okay.
Is that metal like that?
Yeah. This is good. Hello.
Is he for you?
Yes. Thank you. So, I thought my opinion mattered. It didn't fucking matter. And so... So, but this guy ended up becoming my sponsor. He's 10 years younger than me. We have wildly different lifestyles. He's from England. He's a socioeconomic class, very outside of my own. But he had been in the darkness. He explained the darkness, and I had been in, you can see it when someone talks about the darkness. And I was like, okay, you've been in the darkness. And he was out. He was out of it. And out of it in the sense that, like, he was like, oh, Jesus. Like, he was honest with me. Like, I was like this, but much worse. Like, just a fucking mess. I was a fucking mess. And he was just like, whatever, you'll be all right. We just have to do the steps, okay? And that's what we did. And that's what happened, you know? You hear about it every meeting. Is this good? I'm worried. You're like the cop that's going to bust me. So anyway... So you hear about it every meeting. We went through the steps in the big book in the first 164 pages, and it worked. That's what happened. I had to get honest. I had to get honest about my relationships with things, with everything, with my wife, with people at work, with abstract things like authority, like with women. I love my mother, but man, I still have a complex about things. And my mother's not guilty of anything, but my relationship with her has brought, like, I've brought my relationship with her into every interaction I've had. I've brought my fear of authority into every interaction at work I've ever had. And so I had to look at all this shit, and I don't want to do that. If I had my way, which I didn't have money, I couldn't afford it, I couldn't go to rehab, I was stuck in Brussels, not speaking French. That's my fault. And also, I had a resentment against French speakers in their country. That's the sense of entitlement I have. Anyway, I had to be honest about all this shit. And I haven't gotten rid of all the, you know, I'm still the person I am today, but I had to be honest about this. And I had to talk about it with my sponsor. And I had to make amends with the best I could with people. And, lo and behold, it worked. I made some very important amends with my wife, with my parents, with a guy that I hated who fired me because I was drinking, I was day drinking, and he fired me. Fuck you. No, but this was a very, this, like, okay, this dude who is in Brussels, so I don't know, maybe someone probably knows him here, but I resented him because he lied to me about when he hired me. He didn't give me what he was going to give me, and of course I also day drank and didn't live up to my expectations. But it was a perfect situation where, like, he had been living rent free in my head ever since he fired me, like a year before I got sober. So 2 years, no, a year and a half. Like 6 months into sobriety, I was like, fuck, I really had to do this. If you can just stop drinking and your life gets better, that's great. That's probably not alcoholism you've got. You just have a drinking problem. I didn't realize, like, I stopped drinking and life got really unfucking manageable. It was really unpleasant. So, like, all of this shit I did against my will. I didn't want to do any of this. Anyway, so... going back to this resentment, you know, I called him up. I said, can we meet? And he was like, oh, okay, whatever. And I met with him. I was like, look, I cheated you. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And I was day drinking. And he was like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's fine. And he, like, basically blew me off, which was a hit to my ego. Like, here I am apologizing to you. And he's like, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter, Max. So fine. You'll be all right. And but that was it. I walked away from there a new man. And that was like, that was the first serious resentment where I was like, oh, shit, this works. This actually works. Oh, the 9-step promises are starting to happen now. I have a new freedom and a new happiness, you know? And it literally happened by the book, and it was amazing. And so if anyone's not done that, I strongly suggest that. You can just read the big book and follow the instructions. They're in italics, each step. It's beautiful. I'm looking at you. You. Sorry. This is so... All right, this is unorthodox, but whatever. What do I want to say? I don't want to drink today. That's the important thing. I didn't think this was going to work. I honestly didn't. The whole God stuff, like, I'm not trying to throw shade on it. I'm like, I know that God is the only thing that keeps me sober today. The God of my understanding, God of my experience, I like to say. Someone told me that. I was like, God of my experience. That's pretty cool. It's in my heart, and it only exists when I really take care of my problems. I have to be on top of everything. But I'm not the only one taking care of this, you know? As soon as I realize there's something else in my life, and it's greater than me, that's when the magic starts to happen. I don't even have to, like, the and this is the 10th step, this is the 11th step, you know? And I've got to stay open. I don't know what it is. I don't have a, like, divinity degree or whatever. But it's necessary. And I first saw it in meetings, but it's not in meetings. I can take it to meetings. We all take it to meetings. But it wasn't until the pandemic that I realized how important, and I say God, how important God is. Because, you know, all of a sudden the pandemic hits and we can't go to meetings. I didn't realize I was still relying on meetings to make me better. And that's okay, that's fine temporarily, but I don't have meetings when I'm at work, when someone yells at me. I teach children. There's nothing like, I feel seen right now. There's nothing like feeling seen by 20, 15-year-olds. Who just don't, they don't want to fucking have it. They're like, fuck you. And, you know? And, like, I can't call my sponsor at that moment. I need an out immediately. And as soon as I recognize, as soon as I hit a conflict, I know I have that out. It's there. I can access it anytime. But it's contingent on my daily maintenance of this condition. And I've got to do stuff every single day. Of course I fuck around. I'm a fuck up. This program is perfect because these guys were fuck ups too. I mean, this guy was a douche, like, seriously. Like I'm a waspy East Coast douchebag kind of like guy. And I still had problems with it. I mean, I thought the language was outdated. I thought all that was ridiculous. But it's fine. Whatever. We can work past it. I mean, get yourself a gay sponsor and have him explain to wives to you. You know? And that's how I read to wives. I had a wife. But I love to wives now. It's a beautiful chapter. I realize now that my resistance to it wasn't the language. It was the fact that it decenters us. It talks about our partner. And it makes us kind of assholes. And I don't like that. Anyway, I don't know. I say I'm an asshole and stuff like that. I try really hard. Whatever. I do my best. But the real magic, it's in the 10-step promises. I'm in a position of neutrality with regard to alcohol. I know AA is more, alcohol is just the symptom, absolutely the symptom. And you couldn't have told me that when I came in here. I was like, no, how am I just not going to walk out of here and drink myself to death? Because that's all I want to do. The only thing that's keeping me sober is being in these meetings. But I just wouldn't have bought it then. But it's true. The alcohol is the symptom, and I know that it's how I show up in the world. It's how I interact with the world that needs to change. And it's just as difficult today as it was when I was, you know, newly sober, except, I don't know, miraculously, I don't want to drink today if I fuck up. I just kind of want to hide and, I don't know, do what I'm going to do when I walk off the stage. Anyway, that's it. I'll leave it there. Thanks.